Hi guys, let me tell you a story. One day in September of 2012, it must have been, I was at a doll show in Birmingham, and I was there to buy my very first reborn, and I really wanted a silicone baby. So I saw some absolutely beautiful vinyl babies of all shapes and sizes and descriptions, and some of them I really liked, but I closed my mind to them because I really wanted a silicone baby. And a silicone baby, namely and to wit Leah Rose, was who I came home with. And I also met an amazing lady called Ellie Colbert. And she has been the lady who, by and large, has made all my babies since. And I'm very lucky to know her because she's totally brilliant and very talented and very nice as well. Anyway, while I was at that doll show, I saw a little baby boy called Charlie, and he was a kind of a 9-month-oldish sized toddler, and he was a really fat baby. He had a big fat tummy, and he was really heavy, and he had a little chubby face, and he was the kind of baby that seemed to be eating everything in sight and really loved his food, and he was a real little character, and I liked him so much I nearly asked how much he was, but I just managed to restrain myself because I really wanted a silicone baby. Well, I got Leah, and then of course Bert came along, and then Cassie came along. But after Cassie'd been born and I was starting to plan what I wanted for my next baby, I thought, I can just manage one more. So who am I going to have for my next baby? What kind of baby do I want? Because usually I don't look on eBay or on websites for my babies. I like to sort of think about the kind of baby I'd like myself and have them custom made. So I thought, I'd like a baby girl that's a little fat baby like that baby Charlie that I saw. So I asked Ellie Colbert if she would make a baby like that for me. And 7 months later, a lot of planning and a lot of saving and a lot of dreams later, sitting in a box next to me is Brooke Louise. Louise, because that's what Brian wanted. It's my name, and he wanted Louise as her middle name, and Brooke because we both love that name. She is the cookie sculpt. I don't know who does the cookie sculpt, but I've heard so much talk about how wonderful this cookie sculpt is. Because I'm totally blind, I haven't ever seen a picture of her, but there are pictures of her up on my Facebook. I don't know if I'll be able to get hold of a picture to put up on here, but we shall see. Anyway, my partner is away on business today, and I really wanted him to be here while our new daughter came into the world. And so I was going to try and wait until he got home, and he said, no, don't do that. He said, you've been wanting her for such a long time. And I said, no, I won't open her till you get home. He said, I bet you won't be able to wait. Well, he was quite right. I just can't sit there with that box here and knowing she's in the box that I could get her out. So, let's see. I've mostly opened it because I think for you to be able to hear nothing but tearing sounds is terribly boring. Apparently I've got to be very careful because there's a lot of stuff in here. Okay, here's her envelope, her birth certificate and details in. Well, there's her blankie. Oh, I've just got to feel. I'm going to put the box down, I think, because it's very heavy. I've just got to feel off her. Let's get the tissue paper back. Hello, baby. Oh, here's she's got a toy with a rattle inside. Oh, what a cute! Oh, she'll like that. She can have it on her new high chair when it finally gets here. Oh, she's got her coat on. And I can't get to her yet because I'm trying to get her clothes and things out. and she's got this rompers. I think it's rompers, which is her second outfit. Come on, Rattles, out of the way. I'm just getting out. And here's the hoodie top that comes with it. Or is this the coat? I'm not really sure. Oh, it's lovely. It's like a corduroy velvet. Absolutely gorgeous. Ellie picks the absolutely bestest clothes. Really does. Right, now I can feel her. Hello.
Hello.
Oh! Let's be careful of her. She is absolutely... Oh my God, she's enormous! Hello! Hello! Oh, you little fatty! Yeah, she does have her coat on. Hello! Hello, sweetheart! I will get coherent in a minute, honestly. Oh, just multiple oh. She's got a bracelet on her wrist with little bells on it. Oh, that's beyond gorgeous. Oh, you are such a little cracker. Oh, look at you. Look at you. Look at your face. Oh, look at that headband. All right. Hello, darling. Hello. Hi, sweetheart. Oh, look at her hands. Oh, she's absolutely gorgeous. Hello, baby. Hi, sweetheart. Oh, look at her jeans. Oh, right. Let's try and stop rhapsodizing and try and start describing. She's got the absolutely gorgeousest face. Oh, look at that mouth. Oh, look at that mouth. Okay, big baby, not as big as Bert, but second biggest I've got. She completely fills my lap. She's the real little bumper that I wanted. Absolutely huge. She's a real little chubs. Real little fat tummy. Real little fat bottom. She's got this gorgeous little round face. If you've seen the cookie sculpture, you'll know she's got this lovely little open smiley mouth, and it looks as if it's, you know, wet lips. Absolutely gorgeous. Turned up button nose, huge eyes, and they're these special eyes with the blue eyes with the gold flecks in them, and thick wavy blonde hair that's held in this gorgeous headband with big pink flower and the bling. And it's absolutely... Oh, I can't get over this. She's wearing... I don't know what colour the clothes are, but I think it's a flowery T-shirt because I asked for one. And it's got these little flower buttons on the shoulders and a bow. and then skinny jeans, denim skinny jeans, and little ankle boots. And she's just, oh, she's beyond gorgeous, aren't you, my darling? Oh, Brooke, hello. And this little bell bracelet, which is beyond gorgeous, beyond gorgeous. Hello, my treasure. Oh, and her little hands, she's got the long fingers. You can feel her fingers and her thumbs. And they're not fists. You can actually feel her hands. Oh, she's just, oh, God, she's beyond gorgeous. Right, I'm going to see where the rest of her stuff is, because I know she's got hair bows and what have you. And I've got lots of things to gather up, and I just want to sit here and hold her. But I am just, she's beyond gorgeous. She's beyond gorgeous. I'm so pleased with her. She's gorgeous. Aren't you lovely? Oh. Right, I shall go now. I'll see you all later. Okay. Oh, and a special thank you to the wonderful lady who made her for me. Thank you so much, Ellie. Oh my gosh. And another amazing little girl is born into my family. I'm just amazed and so thankful. Bye bye, everyone.